You also enjoying the role of trying to prove people wrong the last couple of weeks. Everybody said, oh, I lost the first game, and now you guys are surprising people every week. I mean, how important is it to keep surprising people?
Well, I'm going to be quite frank with you. We really don't care a lot about what people have to say.
Right.
In this locker room, we're looking at every game as a stepping stone, a challenge for us to come out and improve our game and get better as a football team in order to give ourselves an opportunity to be where we want to be at the end of the season.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
How much has Dave Tollefson really helped step up and fill in some gaps on this team with some of your big guns out?
Even when those guys are healthy, you know, Dave plays an integral role with the defensive line and on his team with the special teams unit. He's just one of those guys. He's a glue guy. You know, you need him. You know, he just does a lot of the dirty work, and he's just willing to sacrifice and do whatever it takes to help the football team. And you appreciate his attitude. You appreciate the way he comes to work every day. And I'm just glad that, you know, people are starting to acknowledge him now. He's starting to have that opportunity to have production on the field. And so he's definitely helping us this season. And I look forward to bigger and better things from him.
McCoy's numbers may have been quiet in the Philly game.
Mm-hmm.
Beanie Wells did gouge you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Touchdowns, buck 40. How much did that concern you, and what do you do to fix it?
It concerns me a lot, and obviously there's nothing we can do about that football game in Arizona. That game is done with. But we've got to improve, and we've got to learn some lessons. And obviously allowing people to rush for over 150 yards on us is not something that we want to do around here. We have to stop the run. We can't fight the battle on two fronts, so far as how the offense attacks us. We've got to try to make teams one-dimensional.
And how much of a challenge is Marshawn Lynch? What does he present to you?
Well, not just Marshawn Lynch, but their offensive line. They're a young group, but they're scrappy. They're hungry. They'll fight you. You've got to be prepared to really get after those guys and try to minimize the holes that Lynch has, the opportunities that he has to be successful in space. And so we've got our work cut out for us from that regard.
Thank you.